This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea does acknowledge it had tested an intercontinental ballistic missile the previous day in a drill that confirmed its readiness for a counterattack against hostile forces. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The launch came after North Korea had warned of a strong response to upcoming military drills by South Korea and the United States. The annual military exercises are part of efforts to fend off the North's growing threats. In a separate statement on Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, criticized the United States for trying to turn the UN Security Council into what she called a tool for its heinous, hostile policy toward Pyongyang. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, at the age of 98, is going into hospice care.
In a statement issued by the charity created by the 98-year-old former president, Jimmy Carter decided after a series of hospital stays that he would rather spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. He says he has the full support of his medical team and his family, and is grateful for the concern being shown by his admirers. Carter, a Democrat, became the 39th president when he defeated Gerald Ford in 1976. He served one term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's top diplomat in the first high-level contact between the two countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. The hour-long talks between Blinken and Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, took place in Munich, where they are attending an international security conference. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Washington has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. She insists that justice must be served to the perpetrators. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, she said the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in pursuing those crimes, pointing to a danger of other authoritarian governments taking advantage and international rules are undermined. She says Russia's assault on Ukraine has tested NATO's resolve.
This moment has tested our willingness to defend and uphold these rules and norms. And we have remained strong, and we must stay strong.
The Biden administration formally determined in March that Russian troops had committed war crimes in Ukraine. A determination of crimes against humanity goes a step further, indicating that attacks against civilians were carried out in a widespread and systematic manner. The Biden administration is scrambling to avert a diplomatic crisis this week at the United Nations over Israeli settlement activity. At issue is a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate halt to the settlements. Conflict threatens to overshadow and perhaps derail what the U.S. hopes will be a solid 5 days of focus on condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has made two emergency calls to prevent such a showdown. His calls with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are inconclusive. Diplomats familiar with the ongoing discussion say it remains unclear whether another last-minute intervention might salvage the situation. The Islamic State group launched a deadly attack in Syria, killing dozens. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with more.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack near the central town of Sukna, targeting a Syrian army checkpoint and people collecting wild truffles nearby, was the deadliest by the extremist group so far this year. The observatory, which tracks Syria's conflict, said the IS gunman took advantage of the chaos the February 6th earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria caused to carry out their deadly attack. The attention in Syria has been mostly focused on the quake over the past 2 weeks. I'm Charles Diladesma.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.